Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Tzadi is one that doesn't interest most people, but might fascinate, and that is the halachos of eating a grasshopper. The Torah Kedoshim and Parsha Shmini tells us that there are grasshoppers that are kosher. However, bottom line, how to eat a grasshopper, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, is not something that most people, at least in Western countries, think about. Today's halacha section would fall into the interesting, but not the practical. Our Gemara discussed that it could very well be that the reason why parents would not give their child a non-kosher grasshopper to play with, says the Gemara right before the end of the ninth perek, is because the child might come to eat it. What's the problem with the child eating a non-kosher grasshopper? The answer is, it's not kosher. Asks the Gemara, what about if it's a kosher grasshopper? Then the parent should be giving the child, according to the Tanna Kamma, a kosher grasshopper. Worst comes to worst, the child would eat it. Answers the Gemara, the child or any individual who eats a live grasshopper is ofer the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu. So there are really two issues when it comes to the viability of eating grasshoppers. Number one is whether it's a kosher grasshopper. And number two, even when it is a kosher grasshopper, if one eats the grasshopper live, then there's a prohibition of Baal Teshaktsu. Tosfos Di Bar Maschil De Lo says that the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu is to eat it whole. However, if a person cut off a piece, even from a live grasshopper, it is not subject to the Isser of Ever Min Hachai. In Maseches Beitza, this corroborates Tosfos' point. It seems that Shechita is Matir, the Isser of Ever Min Hachai. And something that is not subject to Shechita might not be subject to the Isser of Ever Min Hachai. Hence, for those people who might be interested, eating a kosher grasshopper would not be problematic, even if a limb was removed. This, like every single halacha in the Torah, is codified here in Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredei Simin Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Behema chayev of tunin shchita, dogim v'chagovim ein tunim shchita. Fish and grasshoppers do not require shchita. And therefore the Ramah concludes, Umutar lachla mesim, and you're allowed to eat them dead. Oh, lachtach mem aver lachla, like Tosis had said. That's how we pass in the Ramah. To cut off an aver and eat it as well would be acceptable. Avala also lachlan chayim mishum baal teshaktsu. But one cannot eat it whole because that is disgusting to people. Some have pointed out that the Ramah has an interesting shita. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam emphasizes that you need, instead of doing shchita, you need to do asifa. You need to gather together or separate the fish and the grasshoppers in order to be able to eat them. What's interesting is the Rambam makes no mention of the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu, and the Meiri already points out that problem within the Rambam. However, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah clearly mentions that. The interesting question would be whether according for Sfardim, it would be an issue at all. Finally, it should be noted that it is quoted in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon, and this is discussed in many Sfarim, particularly Rav Yerucham Perela has a long arichus on this, that Rav Sadia Gaon says that Chagovim are only mutter when they're chayim, when they're alive, but they're not mutter when they're dead. Our Gemara seemed not to accept that, and the opinion is rejected, but it should be put out there for the record. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a summary on the basic halachos of the status of grasshoppers as a food. Clearly, there is an Isser of Baal Teshaktsu, and we saw how the Rishonim bring it down, as well as the fact that the custom today, I'm not saying halachically, just socially, is not to eat grasshoppers.
This concludes
the interesting Daf Tzadi in Masechet Shabbos.